The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk
with Matter Private Network. During current restrictions, don't ignore your health concerns. Our expert team is ready to help.
New plans to rejuvenate Ballymuntown Centre have been met with some scepticism from local residents. The council is seeking submissions from the public on a redesigned town centre, which will include green space, benches and improved public realm if it's given the green light. Now, you might remember, it goes back a long way, the regeneration of Ballymun was announced in 1997. There have been some successes with new housing and so on, the knocking down of the old towers, but the full redevelopment never materialised. So to tell us what's possible this time round, we're joined by Fianna Fáil TD for Dublin North, Paul McAuliffe, and by Robert Murphy, who's chairperson of the Tidy Towns in Ballymun and owner of Super Value. Good morning and welcome to you both. Paul McAuliffe, first of all, what is on the table?
Well, I suppose what's on the table, Pat, is a very small part of what was the Ballymun Master Plan picture. It's essentially a public domain improvements that you might get in any square in any town or village around the country. It wasn't possible to develop this square, albeit a key kind of centre area in the area because of the metro works. Now that we have certainty about what the metro is doing, it's possible to finally complete the public domain or the square area in front of the access theatre, which many people might know, but Pat, there's a long way to go. That's a very small part of the picture. There's still more than 20 sites in the area that could take new housing, both affordable and social, and there's a economic development that can take place too, and all of that is laid down in the Ballymun local area plan, which I think a lot of us want to see more ambition in terms of Dublin City Council, because the land is owned by Dublin City Council and we'd like them to be out in the market competing, looking for people to come in. They've already, in fairness, secured Lidl into the area and the Decathlon, the great French sports store. But we want to see more and we want to see the final pieces of land developed.
Okay, now, just to get this in my head correctly, if I'm driving up through Glasnevin onto Ballymun and I'm heading for the M50 or to IKEA or whatever, is that main square you're talking about for redevelopment on my right?
It is, yeah, in front of the Access Theatre. It's where, Pat, the old roundabout with the subterranean passageways and all used to be.
Yeah, so this will actually be a public space with nice seats and everything right beside a dual carriageway.
Well, the dual carriageway, of course, we'll have the metro going on for the next number of years as well. So we've all of that work, but it will improve the area. That's a sort of temporary fix that has been there for the best part of a decade because we haven't known what will happen to metro. The bigger job, Pat, will be as you drive up that road on the left hand side, the site owned by Dublin City Council and formerly the site of the Ballymun Shopping Centre, closed, now demolished, and we want to see what Dublin City Council's plans for that site are, because whatever about the public space on the right, I think the real benefit will be shops and services and economic activity, jobs for people, and that's all going to take place on the left hand side, and we're still waiting for that.
So what happened to the grand plan for Ballymun that would have had a Dundrum style shopping centre there instead of a fairly Mickey Mouse shopping centre that, as you say, went into dereliction and eventually closed down?
Well, I think you can divide the Ballymun regeneration project into two portions. There was a rehousing part, which demolished the flats and built new, modern accommodation. And I think that was fairly successful. You know, we also brought in a lot of services into the area. You know, we've two new hotels. You could never have imagined hotels in Ballymun in the 1980s. We've got the Civic Centre. We've got sports centres and so on. So there's a lot of very strong positives that came out of the regeneration. But it hit a shuddering halt in 2011. The shopping centre didn't go ahead. There's probably been a big change in retail activity over those 10 years as well. And so my view, and perhaps Robert from a business perspective will contribute on with his expertise, but my view is now what we need is small box rather than big box retail. So we need small units that are very lettable, very easy to fit out, and that create space for small businesses from the area and elsewhere, and that are full and create that sense of village, that sense of town that we've been missing since the shopping centre closed.
Okay, well, that's a cue for Robert. Robert Murphy, chairperson of the Tidy Towns in Ballymun and an owner of a SuperValue outlet. So, Robert, what do you think is needed there?
First and foremost, Pat, I'd like to say that I do think the plans for the Plaza site are fantastic. It's going to create a great, vibrant space backing onto the Access Centre there in Ballymun. So it's something we've been looking for a good number of years now, and I really think there's great opportunity with the redevelopment of the Plaza. Back to what Paul said in relation to Regen. Regen was successful, you know, with all of Paul that mentioned there as well in relation to the Access Centre. We've two hotels. I'm chairperson of a nursery, and we achieved a brand new nursery that looks after 120 children every day on Sloag Avenue during Regen. So there was great positives during Regen. We got caught up in the recession, definitely, and 2008 went all the way to 2012. And to be honest with you, I actually think I don't think the shopping centre would have been successful if it had been built back then because of the, you know, in the early days, because of the crash. So I think that the reset button there now needs to be lifted and we need to go again. We've learned so much over the last 18 months in relation to COVID, outdoor spaces, civic spaces, residential and retail, and how they all coexist in a community now. And I think there is absolutely fantastic opportunities for the community, for economic development and for people themselves to really enhance the area going forward.
So there will be no Dundrum style shopping centre there. That would not be appropriate, you think? I'm trying to imagine it, because the other shopping centre that was there was small in scale. So trying to imagine what might be there, can you describe it?
A lot of local people would all have a vision for the shopping centre, you know, and I would like to say the amount of local people that are very, very enthusiastic and very, very involved in the community in Ballymun and have been, you know, working in the community for over 20 years, 20, 30 years sometimes in relation to moving things forward all the time. So we do see a small box, as Paul mentioned, in relation to, you know, a village square type of scenario. Everyone needs to be repopulated also. Like, we've lost a couple of thousand people during Regen, just people moving on. You know, so I dropped down to around about 18,000 people. We feel that Ballymun could easily handle 23,000-24,000 people. We've ideal opportunities with sites in the LAP to redevelop, but also to create that vibrant economic activity that businesses need to be able to grow their business.
Okay, do we have any idea when that might happen? I mean, this is only a small element, a welcome element, what is proposed now by the council, but any idea when the rest of it might materialise, Robert?
We need other people with vision for Ballymun as well, you know. Like, there's a lot of local people fighting really, really hard to change the economic activity in Ballymun, and we need investment in the area. It's really, really important that we get some investment into Ballymun.
All
there's
right.
great
so, so
opportunities.
People,
we need other people
to come in and actually put their money in, and they will reap the rewards. Look, we have to leave it there. The line's not great, Robert, but thank you very much for joining us. Robert Murphy, chairperson of Tidy Towns in Ballymun, SuperValue owner. And before that, Paul McAuliffe, the Fianna Fáil TD for Dublin North West.